The Money Show.
Shapeshifters.
Our shapeshifter this evening is somebody who started a small business to help small businesses become bigger businesses and in the process has become a big business. Dov Gurnan is the founder and chief executive at Mercantec Capital. It's what, 8 years old, Dov? I mean, just give me a sense of it, please. What was the problem that you were looking to solve?
That's right, Bruce. Thanks for having me on the show. As you alluded to in your introduction, the founding principle of Merchant Capital was to start a business which we said was found by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. Myself and my partners have been serial entrepreneurs growing up in South Africa, and we had firsthand experience of the challenges that entrepreneurs and small business owners face when trying to grow a business. So it was really founded out of a personal need that myself and partners have experienced firsthand. And we just saw a huge opportunity and gap in the market to provide working capital to businesses that are looking to grow beyond what they started off and intended to do.
Well, what were you all doing before 2012 that got you together to do this?
Well, it was pretty serendipitous how these things typically are. I was working for a private equity business, and we exited our last investment in 2012. And it was at that time that I felt that I wanted to go out on my own and try to do something of meaning. And I actually got my previous boss, who I worked for the previous 7 years at the private equity business, to be my seed investor. So I pitched the idea to him. He was lukewarm to it. I then did some more pitching, went overseas to the US, partnered up with a business there, brought the concept back. And when I came back, he was pretty excited and invested the first bit of money into the business. And then my other two partners, who are the operational executive partners, just kind of was through the community. So my younger brother had worked with my CFO, and our chief brand officer was actually a long life school friend that we've been best mates for many years. So, as I said, pretty serendipitous, and the three of us kind of got together in a unique partnership, and that was the genesis and the birth of Merchant Capital.
I mean, isn't it funny how those relationships work and how important those relationships are? Because you don't go into business with just anybody. I mean, yes, you hear stories of successful stories, but I mean, what has been your lived experience of going into business not only with your brother, but also with one of your best friends, and how complicated that could get when nobody quite knows where the loyalties lie and it could get awkward? How do you avoid that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a brilliant question, and we could spend the rest of the show talking about it. And there's been Harvard Business School studies, you know, on family businesses and where they've been successful and mostly where they've failed. I think the challenge that you have is that the business stress that one experiences, you know, when you trying to operate and build a business, especially in the beginning when, you know, you're on this emotional roller coaster, is amplified. And, you know, relationships, personal relationships with family or friends sometimes have to take a back seat. And that is very difficult because you know that by doing that, you may be jeopardizing the relationship. So I guess you have to go into this, you know, both parties need to go into it with your eyes wide open. You need to accept that worst case scenario, your relationship actually comes to an end. And unfortunately, you have a fallout. And just be honest, open, frank, and transparent with each other. I think that's really the recipe for success that we've had, is that we don't allow issues to be swept under the carpet. We are honest. We have robust conversations. And we just get the, you know, get whatever's off our chest onto the table and find solutions. And I think what's really important, just lastly, is that if you got to make sure that there is a strong alignment in your values and your cultural values about what you want to achieve in the business. There's no point in going into business, and this really applies for a brother, a wife, a best friend, or anyone really. If you don't align on the fundamental values and your North Star and the reason why you're doing it, the relationship will ultimately sour because you just are not aligned and, you know, cracks start to appear.
You've been in business then for the last 8 years together. The startup funding, the 3 million rand that came from your friend was welcome. Did they lend you the money? Did they take equity in the business? Are they still invested? Are they involved still?
Yes. So the 3 million rand was from the gentleman who I mentioned previously. He was the guy who I worked for the previous 7 years. So he was, you know, he was my boss effectively, but he really became my mentor and good friend. So we had a great relationship. We obviously trusted each other implicitly. So he put in the seed money, and the way we structured it was a convertible loan. So we kind of had a short-term pilot that we thought would be achievable. And the condition was that when that milestone was achieved, that loan would then convert into equity. And I'm pleased to say that he is still an investor in the business and fundamentally involved on the board and our strategic decisions.
And that's also nice, because so often the seed investor doesn't stick around too long. They make their turn and off they go. But again, there's a relationship there, and having that sort of mentor figure on the board can also be incredibly helpful. So far, I think you've disbursed how much money? I mean, in terms of from a 3 million rand seed capital startup in 2012, you've lent out how much money?
2 billion rand. So probably a little over 2 billion rand to about 10,000 small businesses. And I should state, not all small. You know, we obviously started off with the very small businesses, kind of what we call the unbanked. So the businesses that didn't, frankly, have options. So they came to us for the money. And as we've grown, as our product has matured, as we've refined, as our cost of capital has come down, as we've managed to raise bigger lines of senior funding from some of the institutional investors that are now shareholders in our business, we've been able to elevate the product to a, call it a higher LSM SME. And it's more now, you know, we're doing small and medium-sized businesses and occasionally some large businesses. So, Bruce, yeah, it's 2 billion rand. It's off our own balance sheet. So we're not one of these kind of platforms or aggregators that take money from investors who want to lend to small businesses. It's all our own balance sheet. It's all our own risk. It's all our own underwriting and adjudication. Obviously, we take the risk and reward on that money that we lend out.
But how do you grow from having 3 million rand in startup capital, which is everything, to lending 2 billion rand in 8 years? I mean, it's just, hold that thought. Work it out. Once you've figured it out, you can tell me. We're talking to Dov Gurnon this evening, the founder and chief executive at Merchant Capital. 8-year-old business, 10,000 companies that they've lent money to, 2 billion rand disbursed so far, and still standing, and the partners still talking to each other. What's the catch?
The Money Show.
Shapeshifters.
Dov Gurnon, the founder and chief executive at Merchant Capital this evening, the stratospheric growth story of a 2012 startup. So how do you go from 3 million rand in startup capital to disbursing 2 billion rand in loans on your own risk and own balance sheet in less than a decade?
Bruce, unfortunately, I don't have the 20-second answer for that, because it feels like a complete blur of grit and blood and sweat and sleepless nights and good times and bad times. But I think the reason, if I can go back to the founding principle, was we really set out this business to try and help SMEs flourish in South Africa. And really, we are passionate about SMEs. We believe in the importance and how imperative they are to the economy, especially in a time like we are now. And unfortunately, and this is a global phenomenon, not just in South Africa, they don't get the attention that they require, especially in the early days of trying to grow the business. So I think it was principled on a founding principle that really was, how do we create a product that allows these small business owners to grow? And I'll just tell you a testament to that, just a little metric that we are very proud of in our business. So the way the product works is that 170% of the initial cash advance is repaid by the small business owner, they automatically qualify for what we call a re-advance. So if we gave the guy 100 grand and he's paid back 70,000, when he's paid back 70,000, he can then get access to another 100,000 rand. The metric that we are proud of in our business is that we have an 80% renewal rate on our first cash advance. So which means the guys that are taking out the first cash advance are coming back for their second, third, fifth, 20th, and 30th. And in fact, we've got the same clients on our books since we started in 2013. And I think that is testament to the product, of the fact that the product is used for additive purposes in their business. It's growth capital. We're not a lender of last resort. We really are there to try and be their partners for the long term, to help them stimulate and grow their business and take it to the next level.
When you do lend the money, I mean, do you also do convertible debt? Do you take stakes in the businesses? How do you that decision?
Not at all. So we have been very determined and intentional, I should say, on having a laser-focused product. So it's a pure debt product. It's a short-term working capital product. And up until probably about 18 months ago, 2 years ago, we were acutely focused on the SME retail space. So that, what I mean by that is restaurant and hospitality and hairdressers and fuel stations. So even within that product set, we were acutely and laser-focused on a very definitive and demarcated sector within an industry. We kind of did branch out about 2 years ago when we did an equity deal with Standard Bank because we got access to a greater SME base. And thankful for that because, you know, otherwise our book would have been in more trouble than it was due to the COVID pandemic. But I'll give you one anecdotal example, Bruce. So we have always wanted to get involved in the medical industry, you know, so we thought it was a great kind of industry, great risk, great operators, they're professionals. And it was something that Investec and Sasfin and RMB Private Wealth really built some of those businesses on. But we never had the product, our pricing wasn't right, and the demand for our product wasn't really there because we were more expensive than the incumbents that I've just mentioned. COVID hit, we had a 1-in-100-year pandemic that nobody predicted, and we really reacted very quickly. And we were approached by Discovery Health, and they were looking for a way to try and help their medical practitioners who, you know, turnovers were down anywhere between 50 and 70% because people were simply not visiting their GP, as an example, during lockdown. So within 5 weeks, we curated a product. We brought our pricing down significantly to be competitive with the incumbents. We built the technology. We integrated into the back end of the Discovery platform. And Discovery Health played a facilitation role, an incredible facilitation role in helping us to get access to the, you know, tens and 20,000s of doctors that they look after. And we launched a product that's called Well by Merchant Capital. We launched it about 3 weeks ago, and we've had an overwhelming success. And I think it's because, you know, and I can unequivocally say that pre-COVID, we wouldn't have had this opportunity. But we kind of looked at this mess or this chaos that was going on around us, you know, during this pandemic. And we said, how do we make sure that we survive, number one, but how do we make sure that we find opportunities and silver linings in this chaos that in 3 years' time, we turn around and say, actually, COVID was the best thing that happened to our business.
Is it too early to make that call?
It's yes, it is too early. What I can say is that our business has kind of bounced back quicker than we would have expected, or at least that what we modeled in March and April of this year. And that is purely because of the tenacity and the resilience and the grit of entrepreneurs in South Africa. You know, they have just come back with a fighting energy and an attitude because they don't really have a plan B. And it's got nothing to do with us. You know, we are just servicing these customers with, you know, serving their ambitious growth and creating good product for them. But these guys just came back they pivoted their businesses and found ways to make a plan during the pandemic.
I mean, you can be modest about it if you like, but the point is you're willing to take a risk that many others are not willing to take. And so therefore, you're going to get an element of loyalty there, I would suspect.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. One would hope so. We went public as soon as the president launched the level 5 lockdown. A big portion of our portfolio was deemed non-essential and therefore was not trading. And we sent out a communication to all of those businesses to say, guys, you will have a payment holiday, so you will pay zero towards your merchant capital cash advance until such time as you start trading again. And really, that was the kind of the principle or the fundamentals of our product, is that we collect in line with how the business trades. Naturally, no one ever predicted that a business or a restaurant, for example, would be closed for 5 months, but never before has the founding principle of our product being tested like it was. And Bruce, I do hope so. You know, you would think that because of the way we reacted, we have built some loyalty and we'll build some good runway going forward.
So when you look at government's attempts to try and lend money to small businesses. And there was, you know, the mystery 500 billion rand fund, of which banks were going to be tied into lending money to small and medium enterprises. And hardly any of that money has been dispersed at all. Why not, do you think?
Bruce, I think the problem is, and this was kind of a pre-COVID problem, is that, you know, the banks don't necessarily have the risk appetite or the systems or the infrastructure to service these small businesses. And I haven't been privy to the conversations of what happened between National Treasury and Saab and Reserve Bank and the banks. So I don't know what kind of the inner workings of those products were, but it's not like one could just turn on a switch and say, okay, we now understand the risk of these small businesses and we'll be prepared to open up the taps and get 200 billion out there. So I think, like, you know, all things of this nature, there is some politics involved in it. As I say, I'm not close enough to comment on it, but I'm a bystander and I'm disappointed because that is what the economy needed. You know, we are only a prick in the ocean in solving some of the devastation that has happened from COVID. We would have hoped, and we don't see it as competition, we would have hoped that 200 billion would have been given because that just means the chances of success or survival of the small business community in South Africa would be that much deeper.
Fabulous tale this evening. Thank you, Dov Gernon, the founder and chief executive of Merchant Capital. An astonishing growth story.